Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. 31-year-old woman in Winnipeg, Canada, was arrested after setting off a firework inside a crowded restaurant so that she was able to distract everyone and steal a pizza.
Nice.
She then ran outside, hailed a cab. She got the cab, but then started acting belligerent. So the driver tried to kick her out.
And when he opened
the door, she jumped into the driver's seat and started driving.
Oh. While eating pizza.
And she dragged him about 30 feet. Yeah, I don't know where the pizza was in all this.
Right. Pizza in the back seat. Want to get home nice and hot.
Oh, yeah. All right. So she gets in the car with the pizza. She leaves the pizza in the back seat, kicks her out. She gets out.
Right. Now pizza's passing.
She jumps in.
Right. Can I get home? Clear to my belly.
In the back seat, there's pizza and then the robot Marty.
Right. Hanging out. Right. Yeah, Marty's actually skitching off the car.
The cops pursued the taxi and arrested her after she crashed it into a snowbank.
Oh, there go the cops.
There's an opportunity here for viral videos and little funny clips.
Yeah.
Marty doing other things in life.
Right. Like Marty at the beach.
You got to find one of these retired Martys.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marty's retired
Marty
on the beach.
Marty the beach, right. Marty playing shuffleboard. Yep.
We're talking about the Stop and Shop.
Marty at a car show. Yep.
Marty sitting outside a car.
Yep.
What kind of car would Marty have?
It's got to be a van. He's tall.
Right.
So I'm thinking like a 70s van, like an Econoline, all customed out.
Honestly, these would be fantastic Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah.
It's just like him staring at a computer, and the camera just cuts back and forth, and they're just staring at each other.
Right. Or you see Marty actually in the game, running with the ball.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Yeah, any of these work.
Yeah, so the cops pursued the taxi, arrested her after it crashed into a snowbank. She was charged with two counts of robbery, possession of a weapon, and failing to comply with prior court orders. Oh, boy.
And pizza abuse.
Fortunately, no one was hurt in the restaurant.
Right. Where'd the pizza go? Did she get to keep the pizza? The cops arresting officers say, do you need for evidence?
No word on the whereabouts of the pizza. Investigation continues.
Damn it. Where's Marty go?
There's a great pizza commercial.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
You see Marty leaving Stop and Shop. You're like, hey, where's that robot?
Right. Here it comes again.
And there's a
out.
Smile on his face.
Right. Exactly.
And you got to leave like a little bit of like the sauce.
Right.
Or like a pepperoni or something.
And he's got like one of those, you know, like the checkerboard, like, like tablecloths around him.
Yeah.
Like a
hula skirt or something.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right.
And does Marty stand for something? I think someone called us and told us it's
an acronym for something. I'm guessing.
It is?
Right.
I thought it wasn't.
I don't know. Well, it's one way to find out.
Chaz and AJ.
I got a Marty story.
Okay. Excellent.
Want to tell us that?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, so it was raining out, and me and my wife went to Stop and Shop. And since I'm 56 going on 9, I had an umbrella on me, and I started jousting with Marty. Just to test his safety features. He did stop, but after a couple more times of doing it, I was asked to either stop or leave. So I almost got kicked out of a stop.
Did Marty say that?
Marty talks?
No, Marty didn't say that.
Okay, let's get your voices.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah, if your voices.
No, you see just a red light up, like a straight across beam.
Right, and he goes,
I suggest you stop. Yeah.
Right, a laser takes you out.
Danger, Marty.
Dot on my chest.
Yeah, right.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one later.
Oh, wow. See, there's somebody, there's an eyeball somewhere up above in a higher floor, just watching everything Marty sees.
Yeah.
Which defeats the purpose of the Marty. He's supposed to be out there looking for you.
It's a camera. It could watch shoplifters.
Right.
So it spills. It's products that need to be restocked, and it's shoplifters, but they're not telling us the shoplifter part.
Yeah, according to them, let's see here. What does Marty stand for? Stop and Shop. Marty's an autonomous robot that uses image capturing technology to report spills, debris, other potential hazards to store employees. That's why he's following me.
You're a hazard.
To improve your shopping experience. That's why he followed the entire time till I leave. All right.
Yeah, I don't think it stands for.
Yeah, I'm going to hang on long. Yeah, I was trying to find.
For some reason, I thought it stood for something.
It should. Like, why would you name it Marty?
Why is it Marty?
Yeah.
Why Marty?
Why'd you name it Marty?
Is Marty a friendly name?
Right.
Do you know any Martys?
Yeah. The Dark Toastmaster.
Oh, and he's the nicest guy.
Right.
All right, so that's why they named him Marty.
Marty stands for it.
You got to send me that music. I just want to. Hey, here comes Marty. It's on TikTok.
Yeah.
Just Marty Escapes Stop and Shop.
Yep.
I wish it was longer. I only have 10 seconds of
it. Chaz and AJ.
Hi, this is Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Hello, Megan.
This is Andrew's wife.
Megan!
Oh, that Megan.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
You calling a sick form or what?
Andrew won't be in today.
He can't make it today.
Andrew was an intern here, and now he's a big shot out front.
Yep.
He does all kinds of commercial work and stuff.
Yep.
And traffic.
He's gone big time.
Go ahead.
I had a Marty story.
You do?
Okay. We're ready.
So my son is 3 years old and absolutely loves Marty.
The kids love Marty.
Well, that's Marty. A positive Marty part of it.
Right.
Marty party.
He loves Marty. He looks for him when we go into the store. He usually sends myself or my husband around looking for him.
Go find Marty. Just drop something. He'll show up to you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just have the kid reach out and grab a bottle of, like, you know, tomato sauce, knock it over. Marty will show right up.
He just is fascinated by Marty. So that's my positive story about Marty.
Okay, right. So there's another whole deal about this thing. That kids love it.
It's a little kitschy. Yeah.
From what I understand, if you put four things around him, he will not move.
Yeah, that was last time we talked about this.
You can block him in. He'll start, like a siren will go up, like, ah! They like freak out.
So what's it? They
a
set up
siren.
Yeah,
they set up like the Pop Tart boxes around him.
Yeah,
he just froze.
Yeah, and he's like, ah!
Yeah, he starts wailing
because he can't go.
That was a real cool rock and roll auction, memorabilia and stuff.
Yeah,
and we had Martin Nolan on, executive director of Julian's Auctions, and I was fascinated with this David Lee Roth painting. I just wondered how much it would go for. And Martin made us a video.
Chaz and Jay, this is for you. This beautiful work of art by David Lee Roth. We just sold for $10,250. I think my prediction was it should sell for $10,000. An amazing work of art by the great musician David Lee Roth. This one's for you.
What did he say your name was? Jay?
Jay, yes.
Chaz and Jay.
Chaz and Jay.
Chaz and Jay.
Right, that's okay.
It's close.
Yeah, maybe close enough.
He dropped one of the letters just for brevity.
Exactly.
He was,
right,
yeah, he was
right.
Excited.
Right, because saying AJ is, you know, tough.
Martin, thanks for making that video.
Thank you, sir.
In the middle of an auction, I did well.
Yeah,
I thought
you did.
So.
You did.
Yeah, very busy.
At least you didn't call him David Roth.
You could hear how busy it was there.
I haven't seen his art skill yet, so I don't want to sort of, you know, mislead people.
Of course not.
Yeah, it looks like it went pretty well.
It was incredible. I mean, it really, really was. I think it was around $500,000 for 49 lots in about 19 minutes, day of the Grammys for Music Ears, musicians helping musicians. It was really, really a fantastic auction. We're so pleased.
Let's go through some of the items. The M&M worn sneakers, worn and autographed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they were actually the highest price item that sold for over $40,000. What's interesting about these sneakers is, yes, worn by M&M, signed by him, and then when he'll also sign a photograph to you, personalized to you, AJ, with an A. And if you were the winner, of course.
If I was, yes, but I wasn't, so therefore no.
But in fact, it was bought by this kid, Margarita Villain, is who he's known as. He's breaking into doing rap, etc. He's a sort of a music producer. He fell in love with these sneakers. He felt if he wears these on stage, he'll be like Eminem. So he set up a GoFundMe page to raise money to help him pay for these.
Get
he showed
out.
Up for the auction. Yeah, he won them, and right when the gavel went down, he went up and he did a little rap in front of the auction podium.
Right.
So it was like one of those crazy days, but really great story.
But that's incredible. They were estimated between $2,000 and $3,000, and they got $40,625 for them.
Do you guys purposely lower the expectations just so it looks like you blew it out of the water? Because that $2,000 seems low for
Eminem's a pair of sneakers
signed with a personal autograph record.
Yeah, so here's what we do. We put conservative auction estimates because we want people to actually feel they'd look at those figures, they could afford them, they'll show up. A few more people will show up as well. There'll be a bidding war, and eventually you can go to the highest bidder. One person wins, right?
That makes sense.
You want a bidding war, yep.
No, but it brings you in. You think, oh, I could afford that, and now you're in.
Right, yeah.
To be fair, just his autograph.
You're already committed. Yeah, absolutely.
Just his autograph, if you look on eBay, a couple hundred bucks. Yeah, you know, so the sneakers are a unique item.
Yeah.
They were owned by him. So, yeah, you'd I guess, add like a percentage to that and... That's a decent estimate, I would say.
I want a blank check.
See, that I would never. You want his autograph on a blank check?
A blank check. I'll take care of the rest of it. Thank you.
Have to, and also, guys, you have to remember that because it was a charity, you know, because there's a charitable component, it was certainly an important charity, like musiciers, musicians giving back, donating to help other musicians who were not as successful or going through a difficult time or maybe needing medical attention or rehabilitation, whatever it is.
The Aussie
you know,
Fund.
People are generous.
Yes.
I, sorry.
You're bidding.
Yeah.
Right. Told.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that during the auction.
No, you do not. No.
I ended up buying
a... Pop up a bid for us here and there, guys.
Yeah, you don't want restless arm syndrome.
So the sneakers, not really interesting to me, but like a Robert Plant signed Gretsch electric guitar... Went for $16,000. Like, to me, that's worth the investment.
Yeah.
That's only going to get higher in value.
It's going to appreciate in value. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, in fact, if you look at any of the guitars in the sale, Fleetwood Mac, Eagles, / Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy Osbourne signed guitar. I mean, $19,200. That's phenomenal. I mean, Ozzy is not really a guitar player, as you guys know.
Right. When did the story come out that he was retiring from touring?
Wednesday morning.
Wednesday. Then you
have a press call.
Right.
The auction was on Sunday.
Yeah. That was good timing.
Yeah, we think it says Ozzy.
Right.
What the hell does that say? It says Ozzy. Are you sure?
That's right. His signature. Would look like a seismograph.
Exactly. Was it an earthquake when he signed it?
Wow. That's a good... What did you say the Ozzy guitar went for?
Ozzy went for $19,200.
Yep. Good looking axe.
It's a Gibson.
Yeah.
Gibson SG Electric.
Right. Trademark black, of course. Looks great.
Yes.
Do you ever have any, like, actual, like, musicians, like celebrities, like, showing up to auction to buy some of these things?
Absolutely.
Nice.
And we had this weekend, they don't actually come into the room because obviously it's a distraction and they don't want the attention. But yes, they were bidding online and certainly they place absentee bids as well because, you know, there's some musicians love musicians. Sometimes the musicians want to have their own items back. They donate it. It's a charitable donation and then they'd love to have it
back. We talked about that last time. Eric Clapton did that with Brownie.
Right.
He donated it and then bid it back. Bought it back.
Yeah.
Martin Nolan is on, Executive Director, Chief Financial Officer, Jillian's Auction. We're just talking about this auction they had the morning of the Grammys. So Eminem signed sneakers, autograph record went for $40,000. Ozzy's guitar, $19,200. Robert Plant signed guitar, $16,000. What were some of the other standouts?
Well, you know, it was a very diverse sale. Taylor Swift did fantastic. She donated an custom Evermore Epiphone guitar, acoustic guitar, signed with her with a little heart on it. That sold for $25,000. Of course, I was at the Grammys. I saw her there just boogieing out, just having a fun time. Harry Styles also gave a guitar, signed and inscribed a little doodling on it, sold for $19,200. We sold Grammy tickets for $12,800, which was cheap, and you also got to go to the after party. So somebody bid in the auction that morning. Where is the money?
Did we lose you?
Hello?
Martin?
They got him.
Martin? There you are. I could hear you.
Yeah.
You're back. We lost the last couple seconds of that, but you know, I'm looking at your site here, and it has the items and what they sold for. This kind of blows me away. Fleetwood Mac band signed Tusk record album. Tusk, not their most famous album.
Right.
$8,960.
Yes. Well, keep in mind, this
nuts.
Yeah. But you've got all the members of the band. You can't get that ever again on one thing.
Right there on the lower left. I mean, that's what that was. I mean, you know, they got honored by Music
valuable?
It will be.
In 2018. Yeah.
That's going to appreciate in value because you can't get
really?
Those anymore. I think so. That's
a good deal.
A fantastic tribute to Christine on Sunday night with Mick Fleetwood playing the drum.
Yeah, I didn't like the drum part.
Yeah, that was worth it.
I know they have to include him.
Yeah.
But the drum took away from the song.
Just have
the song
is
a beautiful piano, two women singing,
right.
Beautiful. Bonnie Raitt, Cheryl right. Crow, great. And there he is.
Just have him stand there. Yeah, looking sad.
Like he does on, the Rumors album, where he's got the big balls hanging down from his...
Right.
Just, and clear... have him standing there doing that.
Right, do that.
Anyway, Martin, this is why you don't invite us. What's that?
We sold those wooden balls for $120,000 in December.
$120,000!
Really?
Or the balls from the cover of the Rumors album.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Directly from Mick Fleetwood.
Nice.
So you think, would you like to have the signed album by all the members of Tusk, all the Tusk album signed by all the Fleetwood Mac members, or Mick Fleetwood's wooden balls?
Clearly someone wanted those balls.
Right, for a reason, yes.
It's interesting to me that I guess it's the item from a very famous pitcher. Now, you're not going to get Stevie Nicks and you're not going to get Mick Fleetwood, but you can get the balls.
Iconic balls, yeah.
Wow, $120,000.
Right?
I'm always fascinated with this because if you have that kind of money to buy one little thing.
Yeah.
What else do you have at your house, and how much money do you have, and what do you do for a living?
Right.
I have lots of questions.
And when do you go on vacation?
What's the security code?
Exactly.
Do you know who bought them, and can you talk about that, Marty, or no?
So, no, it was actually somebody in the Bay Area that bought them and wore the money right away and had them shipped almost the next day. So it was like within 3 days they were paid, done, and shipped.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Which is incredible. A dream client.
Yeah,
who may do something with them that we'll all be talking about one day.
You know something here.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
No, I think they're going to end up back on the site or something.
Right.
But
we have to be on the ball here, guys.
Which one?
You handle carefully?
Yeah, I'll bet you a lot of these famous people, Martin, do it through people, right? They have people call up and do it for them.
Absolutely. Or they actually do it themselves, and they'll call up and they'll ask questions, and they'll be bidding online. That's the great thing about Julian's Live. They'll actually see and hear the auctioneer from the comfort and safety of their own home, and they can just click those buttons and bid against people bidding in the room or bidding on the phone and win anonymously, which is...
I'm going to screw this story up, but there was a lot of artwork that was found in a dumpster. Well, it was found in a barn. They were cleaning out a barn in Watertown. And they found all this art and started to get thrown out in a dumpster. And a guy calls his friend, who has kind of this unique area, space for, like, partying and stuff.
Yeah.
Says, hey, you should get up here. There's some paintings you might want to. He goes up there. He sees these paintings. They're beautiful. He grabs them all. And then CBS, this long story I'm making short, CBS does this story on it. And all of a sudden he gets this caller who calls and negotiates for a specific picture painting that was in this news story.
Right.
And when the check comes in, it's a good amount of money. It was from Axl Rose.
Really?
But it was through people.
Wow.
Like, he never knew it was Axl Rose
until the
check came in.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I think if you know it's Axl Rose, like, well, up goes the price.
Exactly right. So he's smart, too.
Yeah, you're smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a great story, but I don't like it because there was no auction house involved. There was any auction house fees.
Yeah, your Martin just snapped three pencils.
Yeah, Martin's
right.
Like, yeah, that would have been...
Yeah, great story, Chaz.
The Joe Perry guitar autographed went for $25,000. See, to me, I understand that. I understand the guitar.
That's Joe Perry.
Joe Perry.
Right.
25 grand done.
Right.
It's an album cover.
Right.
From Fleetwood Mac, $9,000.
But it's everybody signed it though. So
yeah, all right, okay. And then the David Lee Roth painting, like if we started out with this, 10,240.
That's a nice painting, though. It's kind of cool.
If you're in that dark mood, it's perfect.
Yeah, I could see myself owning that. Like some of these things, I'm like, wow, that was was almost, you know, within my, like this Slipknot. Well, I wouldn't pay $1,200 for that.
It's one, the Amish at Night. Very nice.
Drumhead from Slipknot, $440. So there were things. It was $448.
Yeah.
Slipknot.
Exactly. That's a very good point. Selena Gomez makeup signed. You know, that was like very, very inexpensive. What about Jimmy Buffett's signed Hawaiian shirt?
Yeah.
$12,800.
Now, is that laundered or still have those sweat stains and stuff in it?
No, definitely had the sweat stains on there. Nice. You can clearly see them.
You want the
DNA. You pay extra for that.
Right. It smells like pot and petroleum oil.
This is interesting, and this seems like a deal. Elton John personally owned and worn Loud Boutin boots.
Yeah.
$3,400.
Yeah, Christian Louboutin boots with the red sole, very iconic, very expensive intrinsically, but to buy them, it's probably a couple of $1,000s if you went into the store on the high street.
Right.
That seems like it's worth it.
Right.
That was a good buy. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't get the album cover for $9,000. I don't get that.
May want to air him out a little bit, but.
That I get.
Who the bitch is back?
No, nice job with all these items.
Yeah, man.
Man, I want to get some of these things.
Yeah, some clothes. Oh, your house would be awesome.
Like the clothes and stuff, not so much, but like the guitars that hang on the walls, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and great stories with them, and intrinsically valuable with that will increase.
Yeah.
And you can take it off the guitar and play it. It's something you can actually use.
What size is Elton John's shoes? Hold on, click here
they
for full description.
Size 11.
Ooh, oh, big ass feet.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, then.
He was at the Music Heroes dinner on Friday night. I saw him boogieing out with Nancy Pelosi.
That's why he was still standing, yes. Right.
You get to hang with these people? Martin, why don't you let us come and assist you next time?
Right.
But I'm working, guys. You're just there, you know.
Okay, he's on to us. He's on to us. Yeah, you freeloaders want to hang out.
Yeah, he knows what that is.
Eat our caviar and drink our booze and walk away.
It's Wayne's World.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're going to link up to the site, and we look forward to the next auction. Martin Nolan, Executive Director, Chief Financial Officer, Julian's Auctions. Good stuff. Congratulations. A lot of good work this money's going to do. Nice work, man.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, AJ and Chaz.
Thank you.
So tribe member we want to help out. It's an amazing story. It involves an Ambien, a Chucky doll driving a stagecoach, and the back of a police car.
Well.
Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Let's start with the Chucky doll. Chucky doll driving
stagecoach.
Stagecoach.
Yeah. Well, that was Ambien. I was prescribed to help me sleep because I don't sleep at all.
Okay.
And so I took Ambien one night, and I only took it the one time. Very soon after I fell asleep, I guess, I started dreaming, and I had the weirdest dreams. I was being chased by the Gorns from Star Trek.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you know what a Gorn
is. Yeah, those monsters, yeah.
Gorn?
Yeah, the monster with the green thing.
Yep.
It's called Gorn.
Yeah,
so Gorns. Is it like from the original Star Trek?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, because they have a Big Bang Theory one time.
Yes, actually, yeah, same thing that was chasing Sheldon around.
Yep.
And so I was being chased by these things.
Okay, it looks like it looks like a little mini Godzilla.
Right.
It looks like a person with a Godzilla head.
It's definitely someone you don't want chasing you.
No.
No.
Wow.
You know, so I got chased by them. So I don't know when it switched, but all of a sudden I was driving Joey Logano's NASCAR,
nice,
number 22, and I was chasing an orange pumpkin stagecoach that was being driven by Chucky, the crazy little bastard.
Right.
And
we had to get him.
He had Lucky's green four leaf clover hat. You know, Lucky
Charms.
Okay.
Leprechaun, yeah.
He had his hat on.
Got a lot of products.
He had two white horses. He had the two white horses. I was chasing him. And
wasn't there a movie about an evil leprechaun?
Yeah, it's called Leprechaun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
maybe you were it wasn't Chucky.
Right.
Oh, it was definitely Chucky. Cause he, and his face was right in my face. That you know, at one point.
Wearing the overalls.
And then I don't know what happened. My whole world was getting flipped upside down by that point.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't, you know, and then.
All right, so you're in Joey Logano's race car.
Chasing after Chucky.
Chasing Chucky, who's driving a stagecoach wearing the Lucky Charms hat.
Right, it's totally normal so far.
Yeah, it's a nutty dream.
Yeah.
So that was Ambien.
That was Ambien, yeah.
All right, crazy dream.
I got to take some Ambien.
It'll put you to sleep.
When we went off the cliff, I woke up.
Whoa.
So
that typically happens when you jump out of a plane, when you fall off a building.
Or you see the credits start rolling.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I didn't take that anymore. I only took it to one night.
Wonder why.
But about 2 days later, my doctor, I had called him. He prescribed me Lunesta. That's the one with the little butterflies on the commercial.
Sounds like an Italian restaurant.
To help you sleep.
Lunesta.
Can you find the commercial, Phil?
I've seen the commercial.
Lunesta.
Yeah. Lunesta. Yeah, I've seen it. I remember the commercials.
Yeah, it's a little TV commercial. It shows you butterflies flying around real
nice. Happy commercial. Very happy.
Okay.
If your racing thoughts keep you awake, sleep is here on the wings of Lunesta.
Of course.
And if you wake up often in the middle of the night, rest is here on the wings of Lunesta. Lunesta helps you fall asleep and stay asleep so you can wake up feeling rested. When taking Lunesta, don't drive or operate machinery until you feel...
Yes, here comes a list of things you shouldn't do.
I don't think you heard that part of the commercial.
Right, have you tried pot?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I actually did hear that part, but, you know, when you're asleep, you're asleep.
Yeah.
I had no idea what I was doing, but apparently I took the pill about 9 o'clock. By 10 o'clock, my girlfriend said I was cutting wood like a lumberjack.
Oh, you're sawing wood. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so you're snoring hard.
Right.
You're out.
I was snoring up a storm.
Cool.
And it's been the first time in a long time that she ever heard that.
All right, but you don't drink, you don't smoke weed, like you didn't mix this with anything.
This is just straight.
No, I haven't drank or smoked anything in 23 years.
Okay. Wow. There sounds like a story there, but go ahead.
The last one's a doozy, huh?
Yeah, I got sober 23 years ago.
Good for you.
Nice.
Yeah, well, that's because the 80s were a blur.
I hear you.
So anyways, about 2 in the morning, I got up, and she thought, you know, now she didn't think nothing of it. I get up at 2 in the morning anyways. You know, I'm almost 60. So I get up to go to the bathroom, which wasn't the case. I got up, put my slippers on. I had my pajamas on. I got my car keys, and I went for a ride.
Nice. Go cruising.
No, it's not nice.
Go cruising in your jammies.
No, it's the opposite of nice.
So jammy jams.
I made it about 7 miles from my house.
Wow.
While I was asleep, I guess.
Wow.
I went over 5 driveway curbs. You know, the big 10-inch granite curbs they put on the end of a fancy driveway?
Yes.
Yep.
You're in a good neighborhood.
I went over like 5 sets of those.
Wow.
I blew out all my tires. I sideswiped the telephone pole, took off my driver's mirror, and blew out that side window. And
this feels like the scene in Wolf of Wall Street.
Right. This is part of the commercial they don't show you about. Lunesta. Destroy your vehicle.
Right. They don't put this in the commercial.
Right.
On the wings of Lunesta.
You may decide to start driving in the middle of the night and blow your cars.
That's right. At the end, during. At the end, when they're doing all the. It may kill you. It may do this.
Right. They just shorten it down to don't drive. Just don't drive.
It's in the disclaimer.
Right.
May lead you to drive.
Throat swelling occur rarely and may be fatal. Side effects may include unpleasant taste, headache, dizziness, and morning drowsiness.
Body work.
So after I,
you almost kill yourself.
I guess after I hit the telephone pole there, or sideswiped it, I didn't hit it. I hit it on the side of my car. I went across the street, and I did a head-on with an oak tree.
Oh.
A big oak tree.
Damn.
And I totaled my car.
I was going to say, it's finished, yeah.
Sounded like it was pretty close before you hit the pole, but you finished it right there.
Yeah, that was the final straw.
I finished it. I ended up going right across the street. The whole time I didn't hit anybody's property except for the end of the driveway there.
When you hit the driveways, right? Sideswiped the telephone pole, then you hit the tree.
Right.
Then I hit the tree, and at this time, my back tire was folded up underneath my car. You couldn't see it.
That's okay. Car's finished anyway, so.
Wow.
I don't know what that was from, but.
Wow. So
then the cops showed up.
Clearly, you could have killed people.
Yeah. Did you appear well-rested?
you know, I didn't do any property damage except for my own car.
Yeah, that's good. It's kept down.
You know, I understand I could have killed somebody, but I didn't know that I was doing it. That's my whole point. You know,
yeah. Remember, there was one of the Kennedys from Rhode Island had a Mustang in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And he hit a bunch of stuff, and they pulled him over, and they just let him, well, he used Ambien as an excuse.
Right.
And I don't think he did any time or got in a lot of trouble.
And didn't Tiger Woods also have such an issue?
Was that Ambien?
I remember, he had some stuff also.
They were convinced that he was drunk, and they made him, you know, do the whole blowing.
Oh, that's right.
And he came up zero.
Yeah. Yep.
This was not the leg one. This was when they pulled him over.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what they did to me. They were convinced that I was drinking. I kept telling them I don't drink, and it's all on the body cam.
Yeah. You just smell your breath,
like eight,
you know.
Eight times. He says, well, the rookie cop said to me that, well, you must have been drinking vodka because vodka doesn't smell.
Oh, no, vodka smells. Trust me on this.
Apparently, I told him he was an idiot.
Oh, that's never a good move.
Yeah. Well, I said, if you knew anything, I was still asleep. But I told him, I said, if you knew anything at all about alcohol, vodka does smell.
It does.
It stinks. Yeah, it does.
23 years, I try to help people get sober. And I know when they're bullshitting me.
All right. BSing. Don't say the S word.
You're not listening, are you?
I know when I'm being, my chain's being tugged.
Okay, so where are you now? So, you were arrested. You were charged with DUI.
Yeah, they arrested me, and they wanted me to do the DUI test on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
And on the body cam, it shows me staggering all over the place.
Right. So you appear drunk, but you're not.
Right. So I went to the police station, and then I was coming out of it. You know, I was kind of alert then.
Right.
And I was like, what are we doing now? And he said, we're going to do a breathalyzer. So we did the first one. It came up zero. Did another one. It came up zero. The guy smacked the machine and said, it must be broken. Let's try it one more time.
So they must have encountered this before, like sleeping pills. This can't be the first time. They're like, I'm puzzled. He's clearly drunk.
How's it happening?
This guy's a rookie. I don't know. Hmm. I must have been his first one. But anyways, so he said, well, the machine must be broke because you came up zero three times. So we're going to do a urine test.
Hmm.
I said, let's do it.
Okay. Right here?
And I said, give me, you know.
That would have been the worst. Call in if you got an Ambien story. I've had a lot of weird dreams on this stuff.
Seriously.
Weird dreams.
I've never taken it. I've never taken it at all.
You know, I would say you're a perfect candidate for that because you can't sleep.
Yeah, my mind's always racing.
But hearing these stories now, I could...
Yeah, you want to come get me in the middle of the night?
I really don't.
Yeah, thank you.
1-877-764-2535. John took Ambien, had a wild dream. Chucky the doll driving a stagecoach.
Right. A pumpkin stagecoach.
A pumpkin stagecoach.
Like the one, like this apple, was it Cinderella? That was a pumpkin stagecoach.
Chucky's wearing the green hat from the leprechaun.
Yeah, Lucky
Charms.
Leprechaun.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so much bizarre stuff in one
dream.
And
he was driving Joey Logano's car.
Right. Well, he wants
while chasing the stagecoach.
Right. They went over a cliff.
I mean, really incredible that the stagecoach could travel so fast.
Yeah, really.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm going to get a stagecoach and enter NASCAR.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a sleepwalking story, and I also have a quick attempted carjack story.
Oh, nice. Okay, we'll take both.
Yeah, why not?
So I took melatonin for the first time in my adult life, and didn't take a lot. Apparently, I woke up in the middle of the night.
Melatonin is just it's a natural sleep aid. I take melatonin on occasion.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just a little gummy. So apparently, I woke up in the middle of the night and I pulled my girlfriend's pants down and I started going down on it.
Okay.
And,
all right.
Okay.
Be careful with the story.
Right.
I hit the dump. We're going to just use words like we're, you know.
Like there's a 6-year-old around here.
Okay. Like yeah, me, act like me. There's a 6-year-old.
Yeah, picture my face.
I apologize.
Yeah. All right. So.
All right, and then the carjacking story. So my buddy was in the Stop and Shop in Brantford.
Okay, so the melatonin story is just you got sexually active with your girlfriend.
You got frisky.
frisky.
But I was asleep the whole time. I have zero memory.
Most guys
are. I don't know what else I might do while I'm sleeping. It scares me.
Wow. Yeah.
And then my buddy was at the Stop and Shop in Brantford. He was in a tinted car waiting for his girlfriend with his dog in the back. And someone walked up to his driver's side door while he was sitting there and tried to open the door. He slammed it shut and chased the lady away. She ran away.
Wow. Wow. She tried to take the car.
It's Marty.
Yeah. She was trying to escape Marty.
And empty.
Right now she's in a basement tied up, and there's a bunch of Martys around here.
Right, they want to put batteries.
Here it comes.
Look out.
Have a good morning, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Bye.
You think about taking Ambien, going to bed, and waking up and having someone tell you, hey, do you remember what you did last night?
Yeah, usually at the alcohol, I hear that.
And you're like, no?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't.
Right. When they seem really PO'd at you.
Well, it just, like he said, I never took it again because I'm scared.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you don't know what you're going to do. Well, I did that. That's good.
That's great. That's enough for me.
That means I could do something completely different and not remember.
You're better off not sleeping.
I took a flight to China, and I don't sleep well on planes. It was a nonstop flight. It was like 16 hours or something like that.
Oh, no.
Someone in the office was like, hey, these are the Ambien that I take. Take a few. Here's one for the way there and one for the way back. I threw them in the trash. I'm like, I'm not going to have an incident on a plane.
On a plane.
And become like an international story and headline. There's no way.
It says guy with beard and glasses took over plane to China. Is that Phil?
No, I have a prescription because, you know, when I have to go to bed and my brain's like, nah, I'm sorry. I'm thinking way too much right now.
Yeah,
we're not going to bed.
We're nice and awake.
You know, I'll crack one in half and, you know, take one and I go to bed.
Yeah.
We're thinking about that conversation in sixth grade right now for the next 3 hours.
Right. Remember that time? Remember that one time that problem? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the brain. You could hear it. It sounds like an electric meter going. My brain's just going. Mmm.
Yep.
I lay down. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to bed.
Yep. And so how many hours have left to go to sleep? Yep.
And so I have it for that. But there was a time, and I'm embarrassed to say this, I confused that with something else. Now I keep them in completely different place.
I'm curious, but I'm not going to ask.
I told the story on the air before. I'm very embarrassed about it. But it happened. I confused it. I took one in the morning while I was going to an event.
Oh.
And I woke up and I thought it was something else.
Oh, wow.
And I took one. And I'm driving in, and Jennifer notices, like, as I'm driving, I'm, like, looking at the scenery.
You're seeing
like,
flying cookies. And
as if
like
I'm
that.
In the passenger seat.
I have the soundtrack to that.
It's scary as hell, man.
I'm Martin. Yay.
Are the colors really bright today?
Wow.
Yeah. That was me. I get to the event, do this beautiful, I drive into the parking lot. I drive over the curb.
Nice.
Jennifer thought I was having some kind of brain,
seizure.
She thought something was wrong. She was like, in her mind, when I was done with this event, she was bringing me to the hospital.
Right.
She thought like I was stroking out or something.
Right. No, my arms just feel really tingly.
I feel like that Hormel dance right now.
Yeah.
So I get on the mic. I think I do a beautiful job.
Oh, no.
I think I do. And then I run 5K.
We supposed to?
I come back. I get in the car. Jennifer's like, yeah, you're not driving. I'm like, okay. No problem.
You ran a 5K?
I'll just walk. It's cool, man.
Keep on trucking through the parking lot. Get him back in the Stop and Shop.
Very embarrassing.
I got no problems at all.
Wow.
No, I'm, dumb thing.
Yeah.
And I get home and I figure it out. I'm like, oh.
It all makes sense.
Now I understand.
It wasn't a vitamin C I took. It was an Ambien.
Man, I friggin' drove. I spoke at an event.
What would you say?
I ran.
Wow.
Do you know what you said?
Wow.
No.
Well, you know.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.